Welcome in again to the Wisdom of Wealth podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. From time to time, people will ask me about my discovery process, and I have one that I have developed over the years, and it revolves around a series of questions that I found are really helpful for digging deeper with clients and understanding who they are and what makes them tick spiritually, psychologically, so on and so forth. And one of the best ways of doing that I've found is asking clients what their first memory of money is. I want you to stop about it and stop and think for a minute, because I'm yet to find the first person who doesn't have a memory of money. It's always there. And for better or for worse, that memory of money can have a huge impact in how we view the future, maybe even the future that we portray or paint for our kids and our grandkids. If you doubt this, think back to some of the stories that were told to you by maybe your grandparents or your parents that grew up during the Depression era. I can remember a couple or three stories specifically where those stories had power intellectually, you know, for a generation or two, right? For myself personally, my first memory of money didn't happen until probably, I think I was six or seven. Well, I was probably seven, and I did some yard work for someone from our church. As I memory would have it, I think I pulled dandelions, which the gentleman in question made the mistake of giving me a small hand shovel. And I think there are still divots to this day in that yard. So apologies are probably in order. But the other piece that I want to hone in on, and the two very much go hand in hand, you can't really pull the two apart, right? For good reason, is what is your first memory of work? Because the two go, as always, go hand in hand. And my first memory of work that stands out to me is kind of a memory of achievement as well, because I was 7 years old and I drove a tractor into the yard without my dad's assistance. Now, he probably had me driving the tractor with him, you know, riding shotgun alongside of me. But I don't remember that. All I remember is the first time that I was all alone in the cab by myself. I stomped on the clutch, put the sucker in gear, probably revved the throttle way too much because I was afraid that the, you know, the engine would stall, or that the gears would grind. And I drove from the feed yard into our main yard of our farm at the time. I probably could have done backflips at the time. I was walking on air. Much to my mom's chagrin, she only saw me come in the yard, and I think I gave her a heart attack because she thought that something had gone wrong or that something was out of order. But the reason I bring that up is that our memories of money, our memories of work, shape how we view our careers, our businesses, and even how we lead our homes, for better or for worse. Sometimes those memories are negative. Sometimes those memories can move far into the future, right? Whether it's, you know, sometimes people's first memory of money is, you know, I've heard is, you know, their parents cutting up a credit card or getting into debt or something going wrong in a business, losing something. And so there's a scarcity mindset that can play into that. And my word of admonition is don't let that go into the next generation. And furthermore, make sure that it's not affecting the decisions that you make today. More often than not, people make the mistake of thinking that the wealth management industry is all about high-powered asset allocations and selections. More often than not, it is about understanding who you are and why you were put on this earth and making sure that you are moving towards that objective. One of the common misconceptions that I've seen is around memories of work is that we forget the amount of joy and purpose that comes from that first memory of work, You know, for myself personally, I felt amazing that I was being depended on. I felt amazing that I had been trusted, right? But somewhere along the line, we look at our work as something to be endured, something to just move on past, right? That real life happens out there in the future when we don't have to work. I'm one of these crazy people that believes that we're put on this earth to work, that we were put on this earth to have a purpose. We were put on this earth to love our neighbor. And one of the primary ways that I achieve that is through work. There's joy that comes from that. You will never hear me sell retirement ever, not once, because that's not why somebody was put on this earth. They were not put on this earth to be idle. Now, I will absolutely say, hey, I want people to be financially independent. I want them to be able to make decisions about their financial future and be in control. But I want them to derive purpose and meaning from the time freedom that they have. I want them to fill that time freedom if they leave a career or a business behind with something new, with something that's going to keep their mind and their heart active. So I would ask you, how is your first memory of work? Your first memory of money, how are those memories still affecting you to this day? Is it positively or is it negatively? Did it affect how you trained your kids or grandkids about those two vital topics? I'd be curious to hear your first memories of money and your first memories of work if you're willing to share. And also any creative ideas that you've had along the way for how to pass those stories on to your kids and to your grandkids. I'm going to leave things here for now. If you have any questions, please, as always, reach out. Please like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast as this helps me reach and serve additional listeners. And as always, remember that I'm wishing you and your family continued truth, beauty, and goodness on the road ahead. Have a great day.